Good morning. Let me just change things around here. No. I haven't done one of these posts in a long, long time. So, and this is actually on the stereo mic, so you should be able to hear stuff left and right as I'm walking. Walking to the bus. It's running a bit late because I had to get this set up. So hopefully I make the bus. If I don't, it's all your fault. So the least you could do is like and comment on this here little audio ramble. So, okay, why am I recording this morning? I'm recording this morning because one fairly momentous thing happened yesterday. The CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, came to Ireland. And that's never happened before. Not as far as I'm aware, anyway. Oh, no, I don't trip. I think a dog ahead of me there is not particularly happy that he sees my dog. But anyway. Nama, relax there. Good boy. Anyway. Yes, so the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, came over to Ireland, and as part of his little stop, our little whirlwind tour, he stopped off where I work, in Dublin City University, DCU for short, at the St. Patrick's Campus, as it's called, which is where I've been based for the last while. I was the technical lead on this whole project, so I set up everything that he needed while he was there, in terms of technical stuff. I set up an exhibit for kids, or of kids, using a Minecraft system with a Minecraft server on a dedicated network. By the way, Aruba access points are incredible. Connections of about 860 to 900 meg per second. Now, Minecraft only flooded the network once. Well, flooded, I say, but only gave it a small bit of a spike once at 100 meg, but it could easily handle that. Average connection on Minecraft is about 2.5 meg. But anyway, sorry, I digress. And I'm sorry for the traffic in the background. Hopefully you can still hear me. Traffic will be on your right, hopefully. Again, thanks to this nice stereo mic. So, okay, why am I talking about all this stuff? Well, I had the privilege and the honour of talking to Mr. Nadella, and I was really glad that I was able to say to him, hey, listen, you know, you gave a talk a few years ago, or a speech a few years ago, where you said, we need to prioritise accessibility more than we have in the past. And with that one speech, he refocused Microsoft's accessibility efforts. And that has meant that applications that were previously inaccessible were given that bit of a kick to make them accessible again. Now, not completely. An application that I'm talking about specifically at the moment is SCCM, System Center Configuration Manager. Now, nobody needs to know what that is. You don't care, trust me. But it became inaccessible in 2012. And it's only starting to get into a usable state now. Not fully usable, but it's a hell of a lot better than it was this time last year. And that's because of that one man who said to people, yep, you have permission to prioritise accessibility. So, I had to say thank you. And from what I gather, he appreciated it, and his responses and the conversations that he had during the afternoon were about inclusivity, or inclusiveness even, depending on, I don't know how that word is pronounced anyway, but again, it's not important. He does understand, and he mentioned it as well about the universal design principles. He understands that make it accessible for one group and you'll inherently make it accessible for more groups if it's done correctly. So I found that it was a very beneficial engagement or conversation. And I'm delighted he took the time to speak to me. hopefully I will get a photograph. Microsoft Press definitely said that they would send one on to me. What do we call Microsoft Press? Microsoft PR, sorry. Public Relations. Said they would send it on to me. But I've rambled enough now. I just wanted to say that yesterday was an extremely great day. Although it was hard work, it was rewarding work. Everything went really well. And there's a bus, but it doesn't sound like mine. If I was to hazard a guess, it sounds like a bus errand. Since too new to be one of mine. Yeah, so it was really hard work, but no problems. The network didn't fail at all. Not one single packet dropped. Even with 30 plus Surface Pros connecting to it for a good 3.5 hours. So, there you go. Have a fantastic day. Please hope that I don't miss the bus. And yeah, have a good one, because I think I'm going to have a good one. Have a busy day ahead, but it shouldn't be too bad. Right, slot that.